patrons to our show, people that support us, they get to do hangouts with us every month. This month, we're actually doing two hangouts.
Yeah, because we're so good at hangouts that we missed last month.
And we're scheduling them in the holidays. Hopefully, more people will have the time. Maybe you're off work. Maybe you'll be able to come hang out with us. Find out all the details. We're doing December 22nd and December 28th.
29th.
5 p.m. Check it out at patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. And see if the We Have Concerns wants to be performing there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if you're listening and you want us on the cruise and you're going on the cruise, maybe you guys make a call. I don't know who.
That'd be cool.
Who organizes this thing? Jonathan Colton? I don't know. Yeah, I feel like he just like stamps his name on it. And then like, I don't know how it works. But yeah. So, but if you're going to be on the JoCo cruise and you're a concerned citizen, give me a wide berth. I'm contagious. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Listen, nothing is more important than a college education except for maybe a sick motorcycle. We know this.
Yeah, usually those don't go hand in hand.
Usually,
you got to make a decision.
No, man, you can have both. But
you can?
Listen, you can, but if you're going to do one, get the sick motorcycle.
Well,
no. Get the motorcycle. It's the important one.
Well,
you're going to look so cool on this motorcycle.
You are going to look super cool.
And the American education system, at the very least the American educational system, the university system, is fucked.
Yeah.
It's ruined.
Yeah.
Don't go.
The American education system is really the one where you need to wear the helmet.
That's the one where you need to wear the helmet. The motorcycle, you want to let your hair fly free because you look dope. You look so cool. I hate to harken back to this Keanu Reeves Cold Fusion movie that we still don't remember the name of, but think about how cool he looked on that motorcycle, thinking about Cold Fusion.
Yeah.
He wasn't in college. He was on a motorcycle.
That's right.
But, you know, I know that despite all this, some of you are going to go to college anyway. Some of you are in college right now, and that's not your fault.
Yeah, maybe the motorcycle store was closed.
We don't blame you. Yeah, maybe you just couldn't get your motorcycle license by September, and you were like, fuck it, I guess I'll go to school.
Right, we get that.
That's how we all got our degrees, in all honesty.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah, that's I wanted to be cool motorcycle
guy. It's
just
bad hours for the motorcycle store.
But, you know, as much as I do sort of believe that on a certain level, bits and parts of the university system are a scam.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I do believe that.
Really?
Some bits. I do believe that you definitely should go to college.
I think college made me more who I am than anything else.
Yes. At the very least, if you don't know what you're doing with your life, or you think you know what you're doing with your life, but you're not sure how to get there, just go to college.
The problem is, it's so expensive.
It's so expensive.
You go there to figure out who you are and what you want to do, and all the while you're accruing debt that makes it harder for you to be who you are and do what you want to do.
Yeah, and I will say with the caveat here, like, I don't have a college degree.
Mm.
I don't. Because I went into performing, and
I
said, hey, that's not
I
a
have
degree.
A degree in make-believe.
You have a degree in performing.
Yeah.
And we both host the same fucking show. So there's where we're at.
Yay.
Although you do have that Dodge money.
I got that Dodge money.
You got that Dodge commercial money.
And they asked to see my degree before they cast me in that commercial.
Before they put you in Scandal as surprised cop.
Yes.
They were like, can we see your degree in acting?
Here you go, sir.
If you're going to raise...
I had it framed.
If you're going to raise your eyebrows in surprise today.
You know the real irony would be is that I could probably have gotten cast on Scandal if I had just ridden up in a sick motorcycle.
That's the best way to get...
That's how they cast things.
Listen,
in L.A.
That's how we know who's who in L.A.
Yeah.
How cool is your motorcycle?
This degree, though.
For certain things, for a lot of careers, you do need a degree.
That's
right. We don't need a degree, but in a lot of careers, you absolutely have to have a degree.
Right.
So getting into college is a very important and stressful thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a school in China recently, a university.
Mm-hmm.
The students were allowed in under a new program,
mm-hmm.
a test program. These were kids that unfortunately did not make the university entrance exam cutoffs.
This was like a really prestigious university in China.
This was a prestigious university in China where these kids just couldn't make it in.
Ugh.
And it's a bummer.
So they get a second chance. They get in to to this pilot program.
Exactly. This story was sent to us, by the way, by Ben Florancig, who doesn't have a nickname.
Does he not? The guy deserves it.
It's time.
You got to step up to the plate, Anthony. He deserves a nickname.
Ben Florancig's nickname is now the Platypus.
The Platypus. Yeah. Ben the Platypus.
He's the Platypus.
Full plat.
I don't know why. Once again, I'm very bad with nicknames, but if you send in stories and we use enough of them, I will give you a
Anthony
nickname.
Anthony is terrible. You'll get a nickname you don't want.
I don't know why. There's nothing about him that's like a platypus.
We don't even know what he looks like.
We do, because he was at he was at one of our patron hangouts.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Where we discussed how to pronounce like his last name, but we don't need to worry about that anymore because now he's the platypus.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your terrible nickname, and thank you for everything you've done for us. So he sent this in to us at wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com. These students could enroll as full-time students at the Shandong Institute of Light Industry for about 8,000... Currency in China. It says RMB.
RMB.
Yeah, like a smooth jam, but for but for currency.
Yeah, that's just 8,000 smooth jams.
It's 8,000 smooth jams. 8,000 R. Kelly songs a year.
And none of that
Gotham City
that
shit.
Is extremely
We're talking
expensive.
Like I Believe I Can Fly.
How the hell can you keep up with that kind of Kelly? Output?
It's hard, man.
That's a ridiculous
but this
requirement.
This is the competitive nature of the university in the university
God.
System.
Do you get a loan for that? You gotta take a loan out from
you have to watch
from Belle Biv DeVoe.
You have to watch all 47 parts of Trapped in the Closet in order to get this loan. So 8,000 RMB per year in tuition, 68 students got into this pilot program, went to school for 4 years, ready to graduate, very excited.
Success story.
And then they found out they'd never been enrolled in the Shandong Institute of Light Industry. They had been going to class.
What did they
want? They had teachers.
They went to the Shandong Institute?
Yeah.
And took classes... On the campus?
Took classes on campus. Had teachers.
Okay. Well, that's
4 years.
That's okay.
Paid tuition. Except, Jeff, that it really was all a lie. Here's what happened.
Okay.
The Shandong Institute of Light Industry was entirely made of cardboard.
What?
No, that's not true.
Oh. It seems like that would be obvious.
What happened was a private company had rented a couple buildings from the Shandong Institute.
Oh.
To run their own, like, technical seminars and, like, fakey training program, right? Like, uncredited, unlicensed training seminars. They had sent out all of their communication, though, on Shandong Institute letterhead.
So they posed as a division of Shandong, and they weren't at all.
Yeah.
They were just renting the space.
Can you imagine this? These kids are going to school on the campus. They are meeting other college kids. They are hanging out. They are talking about their classes. They are in this pilot program.
No one noticed that the old condemned buildings in the corner were being used and being occupied by people who looked like students?
They only found out when the yearly haunted hayride came along and they needed to turn the old disused computer science building into a haunted house as they did every year. No, I don't know how this never got caught. This company was like, hey, we're just running an uncredited program. It's for like 68 people. It's like on-the-job technical
don't
training or whatever.
Blah, 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 blah. Don't
blah,
pay
blah, blah.
Attention.
The university is like, cool, we got our own problems. We're teaching kids everything about light industry.
Yeah, right. And we got to turn down so many applications today.
Light industry is like a growing field.
Yeah.
And the university is blowing up.
Is that the degree you get in the school you go to if you want to go to Industrial Light and Magic?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
John Knoll went to that school.
That's amazing. Phil Tippett.
Yeah, the dinosaur supervisor.
Professor Emeritus.
Yeah. Can you imagine being these kids?
It's a bummer.
It's a huge, huge bummer. They started trying to call their teachers. Their teachers just won't pick up the phone anymore. They've cleared out. They've vacated, man.
So were these teachers teaching them? I mean, did they actually get an education, though? Because I feel like, yeah, you didn't get a piece of paper that says you went to Shandong, which I guess is pretty valuable.
Oh, they got an education, Jeff. They learned a lot. They learned a lot. They got that street education now.
Yeah, that's true.
They that's what's
who,
up.
Who to trust and who not to trust is what they learned.
You got schooled.
Yeah.
You got schooled.
Does that hold up in the court of law? Was it like, well, no, I'm sorry, Your Honor, but they got schooled.
Well, I guess I just have to, the jury goes, oh, shit. They did.
The defense rests.
Yeah. Fuck. I mean, and here's the thing. You could argue, like, maybe these teachers were literally teaching them. I mean, they enrolled in classes with legitimate names. They probably had to buy textbooks. They probably had to do all this. They were getting taught, but here's what's up.
It was a shim sham and a flim flam.
It was a flim flam. Here's what's going on, though, dude. Here's what I'm thinking. This is my movie pitch version of this, all right? Yeah. The students weren't good enough to get into this university. Maybe the teachers weren't good enough to get their teaching certification.
It was the B team.
But they had their heart. They had the heart of a teacher.
This is the Rudy of teaching
this
movies.
This is the Rudy of colleges, okay?
Dangerous Minds meets Rudy.
The dean is a con man in the beginning, right? But then meets these teachers, and really believes, like, hey, we can teach these kids
something.
No, in
Act 1, he's cynical. He thinks these kids are just suckers. Yeah. He's just rubes to steal their money.
And the teachers, too. He's like, whatever, like, I'll pay you to go through the motions of teaching.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But then...
And the teachers are down on themselves because they're like, they have to run a scam to do what they love and they have to hide it from these kids.
Yeah. But then one day, he has to visit one of their homes.
Yeah.
Because he wants to get that money. He's going to go to their house and take that money.
Yeah.
And he sees what their life is really like. Because
he collects it in cash.
That's how it's all cash business.
It's an all cash university.
Yeah. And so he goes to their house and he sees what their life is really like. And it's,
you owe me 600 slow jams.
Oh, man, I've been trying to record all day.
Yeah, what up? It's the quiet storm now.
No.
Wait a minute. Is this your mother and your grandmother?
Oh, yes.
Do all three generations live in this house?
We're trying to create slow jams here in the house, and it's so difficult.
We are just so proud of my son.
I used to spit fat rhymes early in my days, but as an old lady... it's so difficult.
There's no money in an R&B anymore. We wanted him to learn about the light industry.
Yes, the light industry is where all the great action is headed.
The heavy industry is, of course, where they make a robots.
Yes, yes. And the sort of median industry is where the two meet.
You can give me the slow jams next week. Just study hard for your test this week. I don't want you to worry about slow jams. What? Just do your best and...
That's so unlike you, Mr. Slocum.
Good. It's Dean Slocum. I swear to God, if you call me Mr. Slocum one more time, I'm going to hit you with my ring hand. But
sorry.
I want you to do well. And I want you kids to have a good future. A better future than me. I don't want you to wind up like me. A dean.
But that's been my dream, to be the dean of the
Listen
the
to me,
school
never become
life.
A dean! Ugh. I have to go!
It turns out in the end, it was Donald Trump all along.
I think this is much
more common than we think.
What are you, what?
Not
a
this,
fake school?
This particular scam.
This is happening all around us.
I just think education is
check every single one of your college professors for the holographic seal.
That's right.
That shows they're a legitimate professor.
It's like a Windows product.
Exactly.
That's the only way you can know whether it's
what
a
you
true
do is
Windows product.
You hold your professor up to the light.
That's right.
And if you can see a watermark, that's
problem.
How
see,
you know.
In China, they they pirate everything, including professors. See, that's they sell pirated professors on the street corners in China. It's a real problem.
What do you mean this is going on more often than we realize?
There are a lot of, even here in the United States, there are a lot of fake education systems. I mean, right. Trump University is an example of that. But
Technical schools. But not like some technical schools are technical schools. If you go to a technical school and it's like, hey, we're going to teach you air conditioning repair.
VCR repair.
TV VCR repair. We're going to teach, but no.
Nursing,
like,
at homes, basket weaving. So many things that make your life better.
There are technical colleges that you can go to.
There are legitimate ones, but there are a lot of ones that are trying to take advantage of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much you want me to say.
They usually have the word university in the title.
My sister actually went to a culinary academy that turned out to be a scam. It was like they screwed her out of her tuition, and they closed down in the middle of her education. Didn't get her degree out of it, or you know, her qualification out of it. That happens more often than I think we want to admit. There are a lot of these things that online schools that actually aren't anything.
If it's a school online and it's distance learning, especially like they call it distance learning, and it will have university in the title, or it will say something like, it will say that they have an accreditation.
Right.
But it's an accreditation with a board that doesn't matter. Like there's a legitimate, like there needs to be state accreditation and national accreditation for a university. Like there's all these different levels in order for a degree to be considered like legitimate.
Right.
I'll say this. Let me tell you a little story about my father.
Mm.
My father with a PhD who worked for NASA, now works in the military industrial complex.
Okay.
As a on a shipyard building aircraft carriers as a materials engineer. There are rumors through my family. These have never been confirmed or denied.
That he ran a fake university on that aircraft carrier?
That he did. It was a semester at sea.
Oh. The old semester at sea
scam.
The
old semester at sea scam. And my dad was cool, the party dean. On the semester. Hey, what up, everybody? This is Dean Carbone.
Oh, Dean Carbone, guys. Listen up, listen up.
PhD, mm-hmm. Party hard degree. Welcome to boat school. You're about to get schooled on a boat.
Yeah.
Welcome to everybody meet in the main hall. You're about to get 3 credits in keg stand. I can't hear you over this sweet 80s guitar solo.
Excuse me, Dean. Yeah. Dean Carbone, I was really hoping to actually learn some maritime law.
I'm like way cooler than my son, by the way.
No, that's very clear. I mean, I don't even know him, and he probably isn't even born yet, but I...
he is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, he's probably an idiot.
He's in his 30s. I'm still doing this. I'm never going to stop. Party dean for life.
I'm really concerned about maritime law, and that's why
I am too. And if you ever see them coming for me, you let me know. Right. You see a boat off. If you see a boat, it looks like Coast Guard. Maybe it doesn't look like Coast Guard, but maybe it's like, why is that boat that like clearly shouldn't be here? Here, that's you keep an eye out.
Yeah,
keep an eye. Let me tell you about maritime law number one.
Uh-huh.
Party hard.
Yeah, no. That's...
Maritime law number two. Sea rule number one.
And three, you said, was do not talk about the university to anybody.
Yeah, and number four was do not look me directly in the eyes.
I already broke that one. I'm sorry. I'm just concerned that all of the lifeboats seem to be just filled with six-packs of Coors Light.
Are you more of like a Keystone?
No, those are both terrible.
Beast? You want the Beast? I could fill a couple on the starboard side with the Beast.
Oh, man.
Next port of call, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm kind of worried that what if there was some sort of accident and we needed to get into the lifeboats? I'm a little worried about...
We got plenty of ice and cold ones until the Coast Guard, or maybe that's not the Coast Guard, comes and saves us.
Okay.
Now, if you want to know what the old dean's worried about,
uh-huh.
I'm worried that there's a little too much choppiness in these waters and my jello shots aren't going to set.
Oh, no.
So if you'll excuse me, I'll be in the galley. Maritime law. A galley is what they call a sea kitchen. You're learning shit all day, every day. No, my father, there is a rumor in my family that my father perhaps did not get his undergrad.
Pretty hard degree, dude. Pretty hard degree. That's forever what PhD is going to be.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
He just forged this degree, potentially. Or got it from an unaccredited university.
Oh.
And back in the day when like paperwork was like literal paperwork.
Yeah, paper. Idiots.
Like you hand me a paper, like you make
a
photocopy.
Wow, it's really made on paper? I guess it must be real.
Oh, it's notarized.
What?
Great.
Yeah.
So there is a rumor that his undergrad is fake, but his post-grad work is all legit.
Hmm.
Crazy, right?
It is crazy.
Isn't
you
that
never
nuts?
Asked him about it?
I have.
But he was doing a keg stand at the time.
Yeah,
and it was really hard to hear what he had to say.
He couldn't hear me because he was playing a sweet guitar solo with one hand, and then he had a saxophone in the other hand.
Wow. That's not easy.
No.
That's the kind of education
like,
you get when you
have
a party
hard degree.
He's like
really cool.
Yeah.
We don't really understand each other.
Oh,
but yeah, I mean, you got to be careful of like all these things that people say are shortcuts or... ways to get into a school that like seem too easy.
Yeah.
You know?
What if this guy in China just really wanted to give opportunity to
Well, he didn't.
That's a good point.
He didn't. If he really wanted to, he should have done something else.
Maybe they should have been a little curious when they had to write their tuition checks to like an individual. He's like, you just make it out to cash.
Make it out to cash. Yeah, it's it's the Cash University. It's
I thought it was Shandong.
It's college adjacent Shandong. Hey.
Well, that sounds legitimate. Here
you
go.
Yeah, it's super legitimate. I'm a bad person. What? Nothing. I feel this is a bummer because it clearly took advantage of some kids who were really trying hard and felt down on themselves.
Well, no, nothing about light ever.
Or the light industry, which is the worst.
Yeah. That's like those stores that are just lamps.
The problem with the light industry, it's all who you know.
It's true.
And if you only met other kids from a fake light industry university, it's you're never going to get anywhere. Yeah. But these kids, I mean, I don't know how much 8,000 RMBs are, but like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's probably expensive.
That is probably expensive.
I don't know. This is terrible, and I feel awful about it.
And it's way too common, man. I know you think this is a really interesting, crazy story, but I think it has...
The crazy part of it is the actual campus being on a real university.
That is a step that is much more interesting. In America, we just like, it's online school.
Yeah.
Here, it's literally like, let's just rent out that old basement.
No, it's a medical school that's next to the TCBY.
Yeah.
No, dude, no. But here, this was like, you could not, I'm not going to say you could not, but I'm going to guess that it would be harder here to set up a fakey school inside a building of a real school.
Well, I think you would have liability issues with the actual school in America where you'd be like, you know what? You got to be a little bit in charge of what happens on your grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, if there's, you know, you're just renting it out to anybody and not paying attention to what's going on in there, that's a little on you.
However, if you think that that's wrong and you do see a loophole in a way to set something like this up, just so we can pass the information along, we would love it if you sent us a step-by-step on how to do this and get away with it. Which, by the way, they still haven't caught these people.
They haven't?
No.
How did they not catch them?
They fucking ghosted, man.
That's pretty awesome.
It was like burner phones and fake names and stuff, or something.
You can't catch them because nothing travels faster than the speed of light.
Industry.
Yeah, baby!
Bam, 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 bam. Anyway, let us know if you have any ideas for grifting innocent children out of their money. We would love to hear them because it is the holidays. You can tweet those at us. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those party hard degree. And hey, if you're enjoying the show.
Oh, I am until... just right now.
People probably couldn't hear that. There's a lot of construction you guys can't hear.
Okay.
Because it's all in Jeff's crazy head.
Oh.
If you're enjoying the show, a great thing that you could do to help us out and help the show out is leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you happen to listen. And if they give you a way to rate 5 stars or 10 out of 10 or 9 meow meow beans or whatever the fuck it is, like, give us all of that stuff. We
also
want it all.
Please send us your R&B hits.
Yeah. Yeah,
because we need to pay for some stuff in China.
They're gonna ask you to write a review, and like, that's fine. Obviously, write a review if you want, but nobody reads them. What we'd rather have is your ideas for grifting children out of their money. Just give us 5 stars, and then a way to grift children out of money.
That'd be really useful.
That'd be really useful. It is the holiday.